Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. I will admit that I am super excited about this episode. So if you hear some excitement in my voice and some extra excitement, and if we go over 7 minutes, just know it's because I'm giving you my all, and I'm ready to do that in this particular episode. I'm so excited because if you are on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit email list, you'll know that in the last email that I sent on Thursday, I introduced you to the idea of the plot twist planner that is coming out. And if you're not on the mailing list or the email list, please take a minute to go over to switchpivotorquit.com and get on the list. It's super simple. There will be a pop-up that'll come up at the bottom of the screen. If you spend more than 30 seconds on the website, you just enter your information, boom, done. I don't spam. I don't send crazy amounts of emails. So it should be all good. If you are in a space where you're ready to switch, pivot, or quit, it should definitely be all good. So back to the plot twist planner. It is called the Plot Twist Planner, a Switch, Pivot, or Quit guide to personal change for professional gain. That is going to be coming out in roughly about a month. So for the next 3 weeks and the next 3 7-minute Sundays, we are going to spend time with each section of the planner. And there's 3 sections because I believe to make a switch, pivot, or quit, there's 3 things that you must do. You must acknowledge, so you have to go through that phase and that pillar. And the second pillar is assess. And the third one is act. So this week we are going to be spending some time with acknowledge, which includes self-awareness. Now, as most of you know, I made a transition from being a sports entertainment publicist to a traditionally published author. But the main question that I get so often is, but how? How did you do it? I want to change. I want to make a switch, pivot, or quit, but I don't know where to start. That's the most common thing that I hear is I don't know where to start. And the answer is simple. Start with you. I didn't know anything about the personal development space. I hadn't really gotten into it. I just knew that I felt unfulfilled by what I was doing day to day, and I had to make a change. And that I felt like that could only come from me. I knew that I needed to do something to mix up what was happening in my day-to-day life to make things better and more enjoyable for myself. I wanted to feel like life was worth living and I wasn't just, you know, humdrum, barely making it, going through the motions day to day. So I started with me. And that is the simplest answer that I can give you when I hear people say, I want to make a change. I want to make a switch, pivot, or quit, but I don't know where to start. Start with you. So the Plot Twist Planner is going to be all about helping you to start with you. And when you think of what you do for a living, the main thing that I want to sort of get you to start delving into now before the planner is even available is I want you to think of the type of work that you're expected to produce day after day and be honest with yourself. And answer the question, how does it make me feel? The work that I do and the things that I produce and that I'm expected to produce day after day, how does it make me feel? Answer that question. And if you're feeling like you need a switch, pivot, or quit, recall that thing that really makes you feel that way. What are those things out of your day that really make you feel that way? It could be the thing that's just like a part of your routine that you dread. And then tap into that and understand the feelings behind that. And ask yourself, why does it make me feel that way? Really go deep. If you need to make some notes and really understand your thoughts in a better way to say, hey, it makes me feel this way because I don't like being told what to do. It makes me feel this way because I feel like I'm not extremely capable at doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It makes me feel this way because I feel like I'm not using all of the knowledge and the skill sets that I have. It makes me feel this way because it doesn't feel ethical to me. Whatever the reason is, start to really dig into how do these things that you find yourself needing a switch, pivot, or quit from, how do these things make you feel? And then the next thing that I want you to tackle is the question of, is your life or career in line with your values? And that's something that we get into with the plot twist planner. What are your values? Have you ever taken time to think about what your values are? Like for me, for example, I value my space and giving people their space. And being annoying and constantly nagging people, it's not my thing. It's not my thing in my professional life. It's not my thing in my personal life. So with that, I had to realize at one point, type of thing that I value is not in line with the day-to-day necessities of PR. Nope, it's not. Now, did it take me more than 10 years to figure that out? Yes, it did. I had to have this aha moment and realize that the fundamentals of PR were not in line with my personality. And it took me a minute to figure that out, but it's okay. At least I finally had that revelation and that aha moment to say, hey, this might be a big part of why I am no longer feeling this, why I feel like I need to switch, pivot, or quit. Because when I first got out of school, doing PR and all the ins and outs of PR that were required, it was fun, it was exciting, it was new. But as time started to carry on and I started to find myself having to repeat these patterns of things that I didn't necessarily like doing and they weren't really in line with who I was and what I valued, then that's when I started to have a problem with it. And then that's when I started to feel that pull to not want to do it and that sort of like icky feeling that I had to force myself to do some of the things that were commonplace day to day in this particular position and work type of lifestyle. Now, was it easy for me to acknowledge that I wasn't into PR after all those years? No, it wasn't. And truthfully, I think it took me working on a side project, the jewelry business that I was running at the time, to really start to understand who I was, what I gravitated to in a workspace, what I was really good at, what came to me effortlessly, and what I didn't want to be doing, and what I didn't miss doing about my day-to-day job. So it took me working on that side project. So that's why I think working on side projects, having a side hustle, those are all constructive things in figuring out your next steps, your switch, pivot, or quit, how you want to move. So if you never sit down with yourself and try and figure out and dig and ask the real questions, that's basically what I'm getting to. If you never sit down and ask yourself the real questions, you'll never know what you desperately need to know about yourself. You'll never take the time to understand and acknowledge the real answers because you won't have discovered the real answers. You'll keep glossing over things. And this is where one of your potentially biggest problems will come in, and let's say our biggest problems come in, is that we can't keep coasting through life. It'll only last but so long, and it will not allow you to reach maximum capacity happiness. It won't. It never will. Most times, you'll just go through cycles of feeling frustrated and held back, and you may apply for another job and you think that's your switch, that's your pivot, that's your quit. You apply for another job, you don't really change anything, you don't really take the time to dig into yourself and understand yourself on the back end. And so then that job seems great and cool, and that new lifestyle seems great and cool for about a year, and then you'll max out for sure at 2 years, and then you start feeling like you need an SPQ again. You start feeling like you need to switch, pivot, or quit again. Why is that? Because you didn't take the time to really dig in, to understand yourself, and identify some of the things, the key things and the key triggers, which may have been causing you to feel this feeling of needing an SPQ. Now, it's easier, don't get me wrong, it's absolutely easier to sit in the same place in the same space and not deal. True, it is, absolutely. But in life, and life period in and of itself is work. In life, we have to work. Life is work. Life can be fun too. Life can be happy. Life can be the enjoyable moments. But in the end, we all know that there has to be something that you give of yourself to make this thing called life really work. It takes work, absolutely. I'm being honest with you. And it takes work to make this thing called life that we all enjoy or have hard times with. It takes work to make that work for you. So it takes work to make life work for you. Now, when you keep jumping from thing to thing or idea to idea, it may be because clarity is not there for you. And that goes back to what I was saying about thinking I need an SPQ, thinking you found the SPQ in this new job or position, and only realizing, oh, I'm back in the same spot again. Why is that? Maybe you haven't taken the time to find the clarity that you need to understand what it really takes to make you tick. And if not, then I can pretty much guarantee you that you'll forever be chasing an existence that won't be a reality for you. You'll keep looking and searching and grasping at this reality that you think will make life better for you or make you happier, but you won't really know because you haven't really taken the time to dig deep and understand yourself and understand what that really means for you. It could simply be a facade. And so even if you reach some of these things, you still might find yourself in the same place because you don't really know what makes you tick. It's about getting down to the core of things and understanding what makes us tick. It's like I said on a previous episode, this is the shit they don't teach us, but it's definitely the work that you have to do yourself. This whole process and going through the stages of the plot twist planner or facing a SPQ, this is something that will likely creep up on you multiple times during the course of your life. But that is why I'm creating this planner, the plot twist planner, because I want you to be equipped with the skills, and I want you to have resources that can serve you and keep going and keep giving back to you as you continue through your journey to greatness. And if you're committed to being honest with yourself and being the best you, then you'll get this planner when it drops and be equipped with the skills to navigate the plot twists each and every time that they arise in your future. Thank you so much for spending time with me, and I hope you have an amazing week ahead, and I hope that you enjoyed this 7-Minute Sunday. Keep killing it.